This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Parliament has passed the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha returning the legislation to the Lok Sabha after discussion. The Lok Sabha had passed the bill on Monday. The legislation amends the Supreme Court Number of Judges Act 1956 for increasing the number of judges of the Apex Court from the present 33 to 37, excluding the Chief Justice of India. Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the bill in Rajya Sabha. Replying to the debate in the House, Mr. Meghwal said, in view of the increasing workload of the judiciary, the evolving nature of judicial matters, and the emerging constitutional and legal interpretation issues, increasing the number of judges in the Supreme Court is a need of the hour and a timely reform. After completing the business, the Deputy Chairman adjourned the Upper House for the day. The Lok Sabha has passed the Bankers Books Evidence Bill 2026. The bill seeks to provide a law relating to evidence with respect to bankers' books and to align it with contemporary digital banking practices. It aims to modernize the legal framework to meet the requirements of the present banking system. The bill also has the provision that an electronic or digital record of a banker's book will be admissible, valid and legally enforceable as evidence. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill when the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi underscored that India has a rich tradition of storytelling and an extraordinary pool of creative talent, which can be leveraged to strengthen the nation's position as a global hub for content creation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that he met the co-CEO of Netflix, Ted Sarandos, in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also noted that during the meeting, they discussed the immense potential of India's media and entertainment sector. Meanwhile, Netflix India said that during the meeting, the two leaders discussed their shared vision of taking India's media and entertainment industry to the global stage. The streaming platform also announced the launch of the Netflix India Storytelling Initiative, an investment aimed at nurturing the next generation of India's creative talent through skilling and education partnerships with the Indian Institute of Creative Technologies, IICT, and the National Film Development Corporation, NFDC. CEO of Meta, the parent company of several of the world's largest social media networks, Mark Zuckerberg sent his apologies to the government of India for the child sexual abuse material, related content, deepfake content and errors in operating the platform. Sources said Meta admitted that a lot of money was paid for boosting certain type of content. It was made clear to Meta that they are not covered under intermediary definition and they select who receives the content. They apologized and regretted the mistake. Foreign Education Minister Prahlad Joshi held a meeting with senior officials of the Education Ministry to review the ongoing initiatives and discuss key priorities for strengthening India's education sector. In a social media post, Mr. Joshi said that during the meeting yesterday, they deliberated on measures to enhance the quality, accessibility and inclusiveness of education while accelerating the effective implementation of flagship programs. India has urged Sri Lanka to cooperate in the early release of Indian fishermen and their boats detained by its authorities while reiterating that a humanitarian approach should guide the handling of the long-pending issue. The matter figured prominently during Foreign Secretary Vikram Nisri's discussions with the Sri Lankan leadership during his official visit to Colombo. He held separate meetings with the President Anurag Kumara Dissanayake, Prime Minister Harini Amarasuriya, Foreign Minister Vijita Harit and Foreign Secretary Aruni Ranaraja. During the talks, Misri discussed issues pertaining to fishermen and requested Sri Lanka's cooperation for the early release of fishermen and the boats detained in the island nation. The fishermen issue is a contentious one on the ties between India and Sri Lanka, with the Lankan Navy personnel even firing at Indian fishermen in the Park Strait and seizing their boats in several alleged incidents of illegally entering Sri Lankan territorial waters. In hockey, teams from Odisha, Punjab, Jharkhand and Madhya Pradesh have advanced to the semi-finals of the 16th India Junior Men National Championship Division A after winning their quarter-finals matches in Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu yesterday. Punjab defeated Karnataka 5-2, Odisha beats Haryana 5-1, Jharkhand edged past Uttar Pradesh in a shootout at a 3-3 draw. And that is the end of this news bulletin.